The prefrontal cortex is the region of the brain located just behind the forehead where higher-level cognition occurs, such as recalling whether a word was heard aloud or read. Most people show evidence of more processing on one side of the cortex, the right side. However, research has shown that many elderly people use both hemispheres more equally, thus processing bilaterally. This discovery led to two opposing theories as to why. One theory supposes that this change in the prefrontal cortex is part of the general decline of the body, that bilateral processing is evidence of malfunctioning. The other theory supposes that enlisting the help of the other hemisphere of the prefrontal cortex is a way to compensate for reduced capacity in the more active hemisphere, that is, the brain is making up for its own failings. Scientists conducted a range of cognitive tests with older adults in their 60s and 70s, then chose two smaller groups from those subjects, those who performed high on the test and those who performed low. The scientists then administered two of the same tests to the two groups of older adults, as well as to a group of young adults between the ages of 20 and 35, while the subjects' brains were PET scanned. What they found was that the high-performing older adults showed significantly more use of bilateral processing than did anyone else. The research supports the theory that bilateral processing is a way to compensate for reduced capacity of the right hemisphere with age. Further research may examine how training individuals or using drugs to enhance bilateral processing affects diseases such as Alzheimer's. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Joseph Steinmetz in psychology. I'm Don Glass.